Chapter 3. Planting. Rachel shielded her eyes from the sun and looked over at Gabriel. He drove 60 yards away, a small figure atop a twin of the huge planter she controlled. They shared communication links, but the whine and chatter of the machines made hand signals work better. Gabriel held up one finger, and she waved acknowledgement. Rachel settled the planter so that the control target matched the laser display overlaid on her retina. It was like looking at lines on top of pictures, both in front of the real world. It made her head hurt. She punched a series of commands, and then settled into her seat, reaching for a water bottle. Sweat poured down her brow and trickled down the back of her neck. They had been working since dawn. She needed a break. The planter hummed and vibrated, rocking as it pulled soil up into the analyzer. Rachel watched displays identify the mineral content of the sample. The machine rumbled, stirring nutrients and measuring pods into the regolith and compost mixture with huge metal paddles. Finished soil dropped into a cone-shaped pile next to a hole. The whole process took about 5 minutes. Rachel nudged her planter 50 yards past the waiting hole and shut it down, ears ringing in the sudden silence. As she clambered down the ladder on the side, she looked over her shoulder at Ursula and called,
"Lunch after this planting."
The planters frightened Ursula, so Rachel rode and Ursula followed, doing the stooping and planting and watering. This was the last week of this season's planting, and even working into the steadily duskier nights, they were 10% behind their goal, muscles tired and sore from the extra work. Harry and Gabriel were already seated when Rachel joined them, choosing a rocky perch where she could look back across the field at the other 10 teams. They were all Earthborn. Earthborn were shorter, wider.